91X News.
It is plus one and sunny at noon from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm John Braun. Two people are dead following a house fire this morning on Harbour Street in Brighton. The Brighton Fire Department received the call at 7:25 a.m. The blaze is now contained, however. When firefighters arrived on the scene, the building was engulfed in flames. Fire crews are remaining on the scene to knock out any hot spots that may still be active after the intense fire. The cause of the fire has yet to be determined. The names of victims have not yet been released. QNET News is on the scene and will have more details later this afternoon. A protest is planned this afternoon from 5 to 6 at a Tim Hortons in Coburg. This particular Tim Hortons has been in the news recently due to a letter that was sent out by the franchise owners to their employees. The letter told employees that because of the minimum wage rising, their breaks would no longer be paid and that they would now need to pay more to cover their benefits. QNET News will be attending the rally. More on this story later today. Belleville police charged a woman who they say was wearing wigs while shoplifting. A woman in her 20s was arrested last afternoon at a store on Bell Boulevard. Investigation revealed that she had been in the store before and had taken a couple of items. Police say that she wore different wigs during each theft. She was charged with two counts of theft under $5,000, two counts of possession under $5,000, and wearing a disguise while committing a criminal offense. She was released and is due to appear in court in February. The biggest automotive recall in United States history has just gotten even bigger. Jim Ryan reports that Honda and Toyota have red flagged a million more cars and trucks. Jim Ryan has more.
The danger posed by defective Takata airbag inflators has been proven by testing and in accident reports. At least 20 people have died in otherwise survivable crashes after they were hit by parts of the inflators, essentially shrapnel. Toyota and Honda have collectively added another 1 million cars and trucks to the recall list, bringing the total to 69 million Takata products in 42 million vehicles. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Moira Secondary School will have a new name when students from Moira and Quinty Secondary School start class together next fall. Olivia Tim has the story.
The proposed name is Myers Creek Secondary School.
The Hastings and Prince Edward School Board voted unanimously in favor of the name Myers Creek Secondary School to replace Moira Secondary. At Monday afternoon's special board meeting, Catherine Brown, a local business owner and guardian of a Moira student, expressed concern, saying she doesn't think the rebranding is necessary.
I don't have a personal tie to Moira other than the young man that I look after day to day happens to be a student there. But I don't have any further investment because I'm not originally from Belleville. So I looked at it purely from financial accountability. And from that perspective, I very strongly believe that this was the wrong time to make this investment.
Carrie Donnell from the school board says the funding that goes towards student resources and support staff would not be touched.
I want to illustrate that the funding comes from the Ministry of Education for this, and it's specific funding that would be related to the renovation or to the capital side of the business. No funding that is intended for the classroom or for resources or for employees would be used for the rebranding purpose.
Donnell also says that she's seen quite a lot of emotion from people not wanting the name of the consolidated school to change. But she says a little emotion is a good thing.
There's always emotion when it comes to school closures, school openings even, or any changes, because schools are really the heart of the community. We know that in several different aspects.
Donnell says now that the name has been selected, the board can begin immediate changes. She says at this point, the board does not have a total cost for the rebrand. Olivia Tim, QNET News, Belleville.
A mother, her two children, and an unrelated man who ran into a burning house to help them have been identified in online tributes as victims of a deadly house fire in southern Ontario. Officials have declined to formally identify the two adults and two children who died in Monday's blaze that gutted a home in Oshawa, Ontario. But social media posts provided the names of the four who died. The Toronto Professional Firefighters Association identified three of the victims as Lindsay Bocek and her two children, Madeline and Jackson. It describes the trio as relatives of an association member. The daughter and niece of the fourth person killed in the fire issued emotional Facebook posts naming him as Stephen MacDonald. MacDonald's niece wrote that he died after going into the burning home in order to rescue people inside. Provincial police say that 1,800 pigs have died in a barn fire north of London, Ontario. They say firefighters from three departments responded to the blaze, which broke out just before 6 a.m. Tuesday in Perth, Ontario. OPP say no people were injured. Police did not release the cause of the fire, but they say it has been determined to be non-suspicious in nature. A 22-year-old man is found dead following a shooting in northwest Toronto on Tuesday night. Police responded to a call about multiple shots being fired at about 8:30 p.m. When officers arrived on the scene, they located a man with serious injuries who was pronounced dead in a hospital. Police have not released any of the suspect information or possible motive. This is Toronto's second homicide of the year. Next is sports.
With the holidays now behind us, it's time to face that pile of waste we've managed to generate.
For the most part, it's recyclable. Make sure the bows and ribbons and that shiny wrapping paper go in the garbage, though. Cardboard boxes need to be flattened and bundled into a size the recycling driver can manage. Old electronics need to be taken to the hazardous waste depot. And take those beer, wine, and liquor bottles to the beer store and get a refund. Let's start 2018 off on the right recycling foot. It's easy. Go to quinnyrecycling.org for more tips.
Now in sports, the NHL All-Star roster will be announced ahead of the Tampa Bay game on January 28th. Captains for the four teams were announced last week, and they consist of Steven Stamkos, Alex Ovechkin, Connor McDavid, and PK Subban. The four division teams will be playing in a 3-on-3 round-robin tournament. Wayne Ellington's basket with time running out on the Miami Heat in a 90-89 road victory over Toronto. The loss snaps the Raptors' home win streak at 12 straight games. Raptors guard DeMar DeRozan says that he had a hand in the loss despite his offensive protection.
There was a lot of mistakes that I hesitated on tonight, you know, coming off screens, letting them get a chance to contest a couple shots. I thought I was fouled on, but, you know, I didn't, you know, let none of that discourage me.
John Carlson, Lars Eller, and Ivani Kunetsov scored as Washington Capitals beat the Vancouver Canucks 3-1 for their fifth consecutive victory. Vancouver has dropped five straight. Canucks winger Daniel Sedin says they haven't played with any consistency while going 2-11-2 in their last 15 games.
It's been too much up and down, and even in games we've been good for a period and then really bad for 20 minutes, and you can't have that letdown for a whole period. We know it can happen 5 or 6 minutes, but then you got to have a pushback.
Dougie Hamilton continues to win games for the Calgary Flames. He scored in overtime to lift the Calgary over the Minnesota Wild at 3-2. It is the second straight game winning goal for Hamilton. Here's Bob Kurtz with the final call.
Flames back the other way. We've got Goodrow battling here against the Zucker. Goodrow gets it in front. Shot score by Dougie Hamilton. Dougie Hamilton wins it for the Flames in overtime. He was set up right between the two faceoff circles, and Calgary celebrates a 3-2 overtime win.
The Winnipeg Jets won their third straight game with a 7-4 victory over the Buffalo Sabres. Kyle Connor had two goals and an assist to lead to the Jets. Here's Paul Edmonds with the call as Joel Armia's goal in the third period ups the Jets' lead over the Sabres 7-4.
It's controlled by Eichel. Now for Scandella. Let a slap shot go. Blocked in front. Armia will send it all the way down. They score. Joel Armia will put it right into the yawning cage. It will be an empty net goal. It'll be 7-4 Winnipeg, and that might just do it here tonight.
Nick Schmaltz and Jonathan Toews each scored a pair of goals, and Patrick Kane had a goal with and four assists Tuesday night as the Chicago Blackhawks beat the Senators in Ottawa 8-2. Here's John Wyden with the call as Toews goal ups the Blackhawks' lead over the Sens 7-2.
Carlson will clear it ahead to Stone. He shot it across the rink, picked off by Hinostroza down the right wing into the Senators' zone, gave it to Toews, left circle, shoots and scores!
North Korea State TV carried away a report today on Tuesday's inter-Korean talks between the North and South. The newsreader stated that both Koreas have agreed to cooperate to ensure the upcoming Winter Olympics would enhance the prestige of their nation. Here's sound of the newsreader in Korea.
북과 남은 군사적 긴장 상태를 완화하고 조선반도의 평화적 환경을 마련하며 민족적 화해와 단합을 도모하기 위해 공동으로 노력하기로 하였다.
Tonight, the Belleville Senators play to host the visiting Rochester Americans at 7 o'clock. Tonight, the Maple Leafs face off against the Senators at 7:30, and then the Blackhawks go up against the Wild at 8. The forecast for Belleville today will get partially cloudy near noon. Periods of rain beginning late this afternoon with a high of plus 3. Tonight, periods of rain will change to a drizzle in the evening, and temperature will rise to 6 by morning. It is 12:12, and it's plus 1 and sunny. QNET News, on the air on 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. I'm John Braun. News on 91X, next at 1 o'clock.